I am the contingent commander of 156 men and women of MINUSTAH. My men and women work as administrative clerks in the MINUSTAH headquarters. They serve as the VIP security driver of the top three, from force commander down to the chief of staff.
How has been your career in the Philippines, and how have you decided to go to Haiti to do this mission?
I am already in my 25th year in service, and in the Philippines, I belong to the Philippine Navy. I am the first female captain of the ship with the rank of captain, and I've gone through all the billets aboard ship. That's why I was able to command a ship in the Navy. I commanded 4 ships, 2 patrol gunboats, and 2 patrol ships. I also took the contingent commander course in Mongolia, sponsored by the GPOI, Global Peace Operations Initiative, for 2 years way back, 2012.
You explained to us about being this commander in your country and in charge of so many responsibilities and operation and ship. Is it difficult to be a female military nowadays, especially when you are dealing with men and people that maybe don't accept that well the command of a woman?
Not that much, because in the military we have rules and regulations to follow. So whatever the rules that you intended for the men, either men or women, it's not matter, but they should follow you as the commander.
You spoke about the Haitian population, and I would like to know what the peacekeepers that are under your command are doing, for instance, for the IDPs in Haiti, also for the cholera patients. How is this humanitarian tasks being carried out over there?
Actually, our task as the Philippine company don't involve in the IDPs or cholera, but we have the civil-military coordinations with other populace like orphanage. We go to children in a local populace. We have the civic activities like pre-consultations. We have the feeding program, and we have the gift-giving, and we entertain children in a certain province of Haiti. We have a Filipino community also in Haiti. They have sponsored some orphanages. Then we visit those orphanages. We conduct programs, and we have a doctor with me and a nurse. So that's why we give free medical consultations.